brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers?
So does he.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's Michelle Dowery.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Michelle, you're getting wound up. There's callers want to talk to you. We're going to them right now. And who was that first caller? Abdel in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome. You're on the phone with Obama Lady.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say hello to you and to Obama Lady. Here in Tucson, everybody calls it the same thing, like we've been calling it since they came out. So it's kind of a spontaneous thing, I would believe, to call the phone Obama phones.
Yeah, so, I'm now, everybody I know is calling their phone the Obama phone.
Yeah, it seems like anything that comes socialist will go ahead and call it, dub it the Obama, whatever it is. And on that note, you know, I'm a longtime listener. I've been following you for about 9-10 years. I've had my own MK Ultra experience here in Tucson that, you know, that would be for a different call or whatnot. But, yeah, you know, that's the thing, is that even with me knowing the whole situation with the New World Order and everything, I still voted for him twice. And I consider myself a libertarian. I follow Ron Paul. So that's how powerful and how dangerous he is. Even me knowing better, I still go ahead and vote for him.
That does sound like mind control. My thing is, you've got to call the whole thing as a fraud. It's like when I got in Piers Morgan's face and said, look, the scam's over, man. You want my guns. Shut up and stop saying you don't. They're like, we just want something reasonable. We just want something reasonable. Here's the bill. I'm going to turn your guns in. I'm like, shut up. Stop lying to my face, you punk.
Good job on that show. That was awesome. I got really excited. I got, you know, the electric liberty, you like to say, kind of, you know, transcends through the, you know, television, and a lot of people saw that. So that was
well, God bless you. I appreciate you holding to say that. What would you say to Piers Morgan? Redcoat, what would you say to him coming over to our country and saying, turn your guns in?
Stop lying. Take that stuff back to where you come from. If you could be saved with a gun, we need to be saved with ours.
That's right. So now you're being converted. The Obama phone lady is now the Obama M4 lady.
Protect me with Obama gun and Obama grenade. The protection just like him.
There you go. Common sense.
That's right.
What do you think of Rahm Emanuel saying, let's take the gun laws out of the hands of the people and just let the paramilitary take our guns?
No.
Doesn't Rahm Emanuel look like a bad guy out of a cartoon?
Look like he's drunk. He look like he drinks. He's a little buzzing.
Well, he is a crazy maniac. You know, he's a ballet dancer.
Oh, is he? Mm. Well, I wouldn't listen to nothing he say. Any man step on their tiptoes a fool. Men don't walk on tiptoes. Men get sewer and plumbing.
you like real men, don't you?
Oh yeah. I don't want no punk. Obama, you punk.
Oh my God. Hey, I think Obama's doing the punking of us.
He already did. Look how those kids got killed in that school, and the tears look like, you know, just dripping, but if I was the president, and the man killed them kids like that, do you know what I would have did? Huh?
What?
I would have hung his ass by the balls, right in front of America. I would have hung him straight up. See what you did? Now look at here. And all the people with the funerals and their babies. Could you imagine coming home? And I got 5 kids. Oh, man. I sent my kid thinking he's safe in school.
Well, hey, it's the government that advertises the place to go kill people at a school, and then they take all the guns out and don't let the principals or anybody have guns. The answer is that they have instant access pistol safes that are biometric. You lay your hand on it, it pops open. I got them at home. And I've also got the type you like type of code into. Bam, 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 boom. Door
but
pops
you know
open.
What? I'm really getting on you now. I'm on the Alex Jones show now, because what you're saying is true. Now, I'm in Ohio, and I'm born and raised in the Heights, Cleveland Heights. In Cleveland Heights, you got metal detectors and all that.
Hold on, I want to hear this when we go to break. All the breaks are at the end of the hour, start of the hour. She's like, what's going on with all these ads during the break? It's commercial radio. Most radio has 16 minutes of ads. We only have 14. I'm letting the audience know. We'll be right back with the Obama phone.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, directly from Cleveland, Ohio. She's here.
I'm live in Austin, Texas.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. All right. We had a good time last night. Yeah, a lot of folks will ask, hey, we've had all this hardcore news, all this stuff's going on. Why is the Obama phone lady here? And some thought, oh, he's going to get her there and be mean to her. No, I said, I bet she's a really interesting lady. I could just tell from that video. And I want to try to say, listen, I get that Romney's not good either, but let's just admit Obama doesn't care about us. Let's just admit he's bought and paid for by a corrupt special interest. Let's just admit they're trying to divide and conquer us. And while we've been sitting here, I've been convincing you on the Second Amendment. I've been convincing you on a bunch of other stuff. And you were saying before the break, we're going back to calls and Twitter questions here, and again, if you don't know who she is, folks, you know the thing about Obama.
I'm on Obama phone lady.
He gave us, repeat yourself there so they know who you
I'm
are.
I'm Obama phone lady. He gave us a phone and he's going to do more.
And now you're saying the government should actually only tax us to give us M16s.
Oh, he should give me a gun and some grenades. You know, you taking it away, but we need our force here, too.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. No, but seriously, you wanted to say something about the Second Amendment. I was pointing out that they've made the schools victim disarmament zones, then they advertise for crazy people. Hey, don't just kill yourself. The option is going down to a school and do it. That's what the real tough guys do.
I think that sucks. because here we is, I got kids. I put my kids in school, and the first thing I think, they're safe. They're at school. When I was growing up, they didn't have all this going on. And I'm really believing you, the government, you got to have control of it. You know, that guy killed those kids in that school just recently. If I was the president, I'd have put him on a bus and put his whole body up there and hung him upside down, straight out. And they're going to do it. He's going to do it in jail, and they're going to take 15 years to give him time and just sit and rot. I'm going to rot all right. Killed those innocent kids.
But see, they use that and dangle them out in front of us. But meanwhile, the president signs weekly the death orders where they'll blow up a whole apartment building or a whole village or a whole wedding to get one guy who hadn't even been convicted illegally bombing another country, and they blow those little kids' arms and legs off, and Obama didn't cry about that. My point is that they're cold-blooded. Did you know our government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now publicly? And Obama went in and murdered Gaddafi. And again, he wasn't a perfect guy, but compared to al-Qaeda, he'd been friends with the West for about a decade. You know, Gaddafi was
in... I believe that. I believe he just did that to get where he got, where he's at. He did that to talk to the people, just like when I did. I didn't know what Alex Jones teaching me about what's on TV, but I seen it with my own eyes. You pulled it up on YouTube or the TV thing.
Obama lying?
Right. And it came up. That was Obama saying what he won't do with the taxes. Here I am, just got a job as a maid, and my first check is eating me the taxes, eating the hell out of me. First check.
It's going up.
It's going up.
But
he said he wouldn't do that. I seen it right here on your show, Alex Jones' show. He said he wouldn't take the taxes.
But exactly. But just 20 years ago, if a president did that, they got run out on a rail.
Right.
There's some. You wanted to cover some coke for you, honey. You bet. And well, let's go to calls. I'm going to quit hogging her here. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. You're on the air listening on 1600 WMQM. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex and Michelle. First, I just real quickly want to say, Michelle, if you haven't seen the Obama deception documentary, I highly recommend that Alex get you a copy of that as well as all of his other documentaries, a year subscription to his magazine, as well as access to InfoWars TV that she can view from any computer anywhere, including the public libraries.
Absolutely. In fact, you see that magazine there? That was the December issue that we finished the last week of November. It says, this man wants your guns, and it says he's going to use executive orders to come after our guns. How do you think I knew that? Because I'm not smart. They told us they would do all this.
Seen him said it on the TV at Alex Jones' show that he wouldn't raise our taxes.
Exactly, but back then it was only in policy reports. See, they're in policy reports like we don't even exist, because they know the paid-off media will never go show their real plans. So, see, that's why I get so mad. I know their whole plan because they wrote it down. This is not rocket science.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about because they told me. It's like a confession letter. It's like a killer who videotapes themselves chopping up some kid, and I've got the video, and I'm like, look, he did it. Here's the video. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Anything else, Mike?
Michelle, I'm 51, and I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and I grew up in a neighborhood that had black fathers and white fathers that went to work. Some were carpenters, some were dentists, some were trash men. They came home every night to a house with a wife who'd beat the fool out of the young boys if they got out of line. And if they were at the neighbor's home, the neighbor's mom would get a hold of you, call your mother. When you got home, she would get you. And when dad got home, it was all over. The way they stole your birthright was they took the fathers out of the home, replaced them with a welfare check, and they tricked
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're exactly right.
And then, by the way, Margaret Sanger said, we're going to get these black weeds. This is a quote. We're going to pay off black leaders, and we're going to break up their families, and we're going to get them dependent, and we're going to chop them up. Okay, and that's what goes on. And what they've done, like Tony Brown says at Tony Brown's Journal on PBS,
right.
What they've done to the black community is the model for everybody. They just went after you because people would say, oh, well, they don't have rights, you know, because they use prejudice to hit you from both sides. The open prejudice, but then the fake liberals. That's their plan. And so my whole point is that they've gone from 10% illegitimacy to 90%+ illegitimacy. And Dr. Spock in those books, they said, don't spank your kids. They said, let your kids do what they want. So they'll be out of control. So now they get tasered and shot by the cops. Now their father figure is a big, fat, fake gangster. Like Freeway Ricky Ross, not the real Freeway Ricky. You know, Rick Ross, the fake guy, not even a real gangster. By the way, he runs and hides from real gangsters. He's up there saying the tough thing to do, kill, steal, right, do all this. People think that's what they're supposed to do. You basically put on a gangster uniform for the cops now to alert who are trained on you. They're like attack dogs trained to get a rabbit. You put on a rabbit's uniform to be sent to a prison where they then put everybody racially in their gangs to create a race system of divide and conquer. The real colleges in America are the prisons designed, what this guy's saying right here, to destroy the birthright, to destroy the father. And they've now done it. And they're doing it to everybody. And that's what Obama's there to do. You know, Obama got all the money increased to make sure they abort more people. And folks say, well, look how bad the communities are. Let's abort these people. See how they've sold us on that? He says, hey, let's kill people. Because if we kill an old lady and don't give her health care, we can hire teachers. Now we've got the idea of killing people to get a job, when all we ever needed was liberty and freedom and self-sufficiency. But now we've had the self-sufficiency destroyed. Now they've got us right where they want us, Michelle.
They think they do.
Anything else, caller? You're laying out the genius here, Mike.
Their biggest fear is independence and people taking individual responsibility. And once you give up the Obama phone bobble, you take back your rightful place as a sovereign human being, a child of God, they lose.
Right. They lose.
That's right. And remember, the slicker devil. You know, I mean, Mitt Romney's trying to talk to mainline, middle-class people, whatever color they are. He's like, I don't care about 47%. They're going to do whatever. He goes, I'll keep your taxes low. But his plan was to raise them, too. He's there to con the middle class and the white people and the wealthy black folks and all the people that have made some money.
Right.
Okay, that get that government isn't their friend. But he'll tell them what they want to hear. And then they can put Obama in and say it's a defeat for the ideas Mitt Romney put out that weren't his real plans.
Right.
You see, it wasn't just rigged in getting Obama in. Okay? It was rigged in that they ran somebody who was a phony up against him to begin with. Because they want you to believe in the system. Because it's not enough for them to steal your future. They want you to beg for it. You understand that?
Right, right, right. I do believe that.
Because it's free will universe.
Right.
And I'm not trying to preach at you, but I wanted to get you here because I could tell you're an interesting lady.
Right.
And I really wanted to communicate with you at point blank range.
And I'm glad you did.
Sir, good points. Let's get another caller here in overdrive. We're going to skip this network break coming up. Key in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yo, you know something, Michelle? The only reason why you're there is to be clowned. That's the only reason why you're there. Before you got there, they played that soundbite of yours over and over and over again to clown you. And the reason why he's trying to get you to say things is because he needs audio so that he can play that back and clown you again when you leave.
Now, hold on just a second, Key.
Ain't nobody going
to... No, but hold on. When we called her... And when she got off the plane, I said, I think it's funny, and, you know, we did make jokes about it, because it's funny, but it's also sad, and I said that at the time we aired it, if you go back to the first times we aired it, and I said I thought she was an interesting lady, and was talented and funny, and I've said, I bet that lady's a character. So we've got her here, and you know, I clown around some, too. So all I'm saying is, don't misrepresent what I actually stand for, and what I believe in. I mean, it is horrible that they're trying to domesticate us, and I'm here actually trying to reach out to her to try to explain to her why we need a Second Amendment and things like that. Okay? And obviously, I said I want that lady on the show months ago, and then I made kind of a joke about it saying, okay, a bounty to get her on if somebody can find her, and we got her on. Is this not interesting radio, sir?
No. He's trying to clown you, and I can prove it to you that he isn't what he purports to be. You call him Obama a punk? Well, check this out. Alex said that you had 1776 all in Piers Morgan's face. Oh, you're not going to take our guns because this is going to happen. All of a sudden, Alex said if the ATF shows up at his house, he's not going to shoot back. You know, but the Ruby Ridge cats, they went for theirs. Now, they died, but they did what they said they were going to do. But Alex said no. He was dropping to his knees. So when
now you're not. You're not. You know what? You know what? You're wrong, and I appreciate your call. And I am here on the front lines trying to peacefully cause a cultural revolution 1776 worldwide. And I know that they want to come set me up. And so I've always said the same thing. If you come for the guns, it's going to cause a revolution. But I'm not going to give them an excuse before that happens. A, I want to stop it, and I've been clear about that. B, I am trying to fix things peacefully, and I'm not going to give them the excuse. I have said I'm not turning my guns in, period. I don't care what phony executive orders they do, but I've also said that I'm not going to open the door for them, that if they do come to my house and kill me, to sit there and have me shooting my mouth off that I'm going to do this and that to the cops. If they do come and kill me, it'll be in cold blood and I'll be a martyr. That's the opposite. I mean, I'm Alex Jones on the air. I don't have bodyguards. I go out and do all this. I deal with this, and you're calling up saying that basically I'm a coward. And anyone listening knows that that's not the case. I mean, you know, I march into the lion's den and get in people's face. And, I mean, it's just amazing. Instead of just making fun of this lady from afar, I got her. Did I not tell you last night? What did I tell you when you got off the plane?
Well, it's not about what you said. I've been did it before I got to the Alex Jones show. I even had my TV show in Cleveland, Ohio, Channel 19, and I turned them down. But one thing about it, and two for sure, if you see it with your own eyes and then you know what you did, you know it's a game. He did that probably to get me out there to get the voters to vote for him.
No, I know, but I mean, obviously, it's hilarious. I mean,
I think it's funny because it's.
But I mean, I said it on air. I've said it to you. I said you could do voiceovers. I mean, that's like a Muppet.
Be a comedian.
That's like a Muppet character. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, right? I'm telling you where your talents are. When you get upset and talk, I mean, it sounds like a Muppet. Okay. I mean, you could go make money as a Muppet.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
But listen, the point is, I do Marvin the Martian voices.
Right.
I can do Muppet voices. I mean, I said at the time, that's an interesting lady. There's plenty of people on the news saying, I want Obama in because I want free stuff. We played like 10 clips of that. None of those got 20 million views because they didn't have that spark.
That spark. And everybody told me, even when I got on the news, even when I got on YouTube, first thing they said, oh, wow, you were so funny. The way you said it. You have your phone, and you can do more. You know, that was.
But didn't I tell you that I thought it was funny and that I disagreed with it?
Oh, yeah.
And I told John to tell you that on the phone.
Well, see, when I...
What did we tell you about getting the... I mean, we were honest about it.
Right.
The point is, my attackers always obsess on saying, I'm not bona fide, I'm not real, I'm disingenuous, when it's the opposite.
Real as an Alex Jones show.
You're real. That's what I like, is things that are real.
And then if you don't know, a man like you showed me. Sitting in his office.
Well, right, exactly. And I mean...
He wasn't going to raise and cut my taxes.
You know why you're here? Because when I'm at literally having Thanksgiving or Christmas, we're sitting around talking about you.
Uh-huh.
And everybody
likes... Only one. Everybody's talking about the bomber phone lady. That's why I'm going
to... I know. So the guy's trying to make it some evil thing to get you here.
A lot of people is. A lot of people saying I showed my butt doing this.
Well, the point is that so what? You were in the arena.
Wait a minute.
You were on the field.
If I die tomorrow, my grandkids can go on YouTube and say, my granny did something on YouTube, Obama phone lady.
Well, let me be clear, too. I don't... The family I come from, my family's all like, you better be nice to that lady. And I'm like, how dare you? You heard me on the phone with my wife last night.
Right.
I'm on purpose trying to be mean to her. I mean, I said, obviously, I don't agree with what they've done. I don't agree with getting free Obama phones. It's selling our souls so cheaply. I'm here telling you honestly, I think this is horrible. And you're here understanding what I'm saying, and we're trying to figure out... Ways
but
for
you just said it.
I fight as hard as I can to try to keep jobs in this country.
Well, just now you showed that clipping of, and that's so true. Just like he just showed us how we get a what you call a Happy Meal, a cheeseburger and a fry. I'm black, low class, low po, Obama lady. Instead of buying a Happy Meal, a cheeseburger and a fry for $2, that toy they probably get a million of them. Pay one price, throw it in the bag, and the kid is happy. That's the example. Same thing for me. They threw me a Obama phone, and more than us, and so many minorities that I helped sign up to vote for Obama about that Obama phone, that it didn't even come from Obama. So I made myself look stupid because when I was canvassing, they didn't tell me about the Obama phone. If I never went to a canvass for Obama, first thing everybody I know say, they call him Obama phone.
Exactly. What they want is they want to get everybody on the dole so these big mega banks can skim and decide where the contracts go.
Right.
It's all mafia. Let me go over some of these questions or people are going to kill me. I've got a whole... Where do they go? Here they are. These are Twitter questions from Real Alex Jones. Why and what made you go on the Alex Jones show? Why did you say no to the other shows, but you said yes to ours?
Well, for one, I said yes to an Alex Jones show because when you called me and talked to me, there was a man that approached me. So you had already been looking for me. And here I am in Cleveland and you're in Texas. They was right there in Cleveland looking for me, and no one came to me like you did, Alex Jones. And I don't care how stupid the video look or whatever they said about the video, you was the first one made me feel welcome and to learn more about what's going on.
Well, the thing is, you're a real person. You're funny. You're talented. And you have that pizzazz.
Right.
But, yeah, it's horrible what's happening, how they're buying us off with this stuff and trying to make us dependent where there are no jobs, so you got to go on welfare. This is all we talk about. I mean, you know, here I am talking about let's not let the eugenicists target black people, and this guy calls up and says, you know, you're clowning this lady. And obviously, we're all...
But I wanted to say what I really wanted to tell him, and you wouldn't let me tell him.
What was that? Go ahead.
Well, if you want to clown me, but you got to also look at it is, same thing they did it to get his vote, and like you did about the bag they threw the toy in.
We're all getting clowned.
We all getting clowned. I'm Obama phone lady, and if I got clowned by that, guess what? I'm going to get what I need to get through. That's the main thing. And to know the right from the wrong.
Only people that don't get clowned are folks that don't ever do anything.
Right. And see, I do a lot. I'm right now, like I said, I'm a single parent with 5 kids. I do a lot. And I need to get through a lot. I'm 47 years old. How long we last? We don't last long. And I don't care what you said about that call, because whatever it took on you two, you seen it. And if I look like that much of a fool, where you at? You're a fool with me.
But again, there's lots of people begging for, you know, saying, I got this free thing. Those didn't get popular. It's because it's funny. Here, let's. And it's funny because of the way you deliver it. Now, here's another one. Why do you think he's paying for that phone? Do you think it's fair that they take money from somebody else?
No, I don't.
That's
they could have used that money to give me a gun and a grenade to help save my soul. Come to me to blow me down. Don't buy my phone, lady.
You're something else. Oh, my gosh.
You got to be like that. You see how that caller just did us?
Hey, here's that same question. Do you want a free firearm? I hadn't even read these yet. How do you feel about the tax increases on more than 77% of Americans? We already talked about that. Why are you? Who are you going to vote for in 2016?
It darn sure won't be Obama.
I don't know. They're talking about a third term for him.
Well, I don't think he's going to last that long.
I mean, Rahm Emanuel says we don't even need voters anymore.
Right.
We just, the police will now run things.
Right. And I do believe that, because where I live at and where I was at, the police is running it. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And I'm glad you brought a lot to my attention about that, because I've just moved from Cleveland Heights to Cleveland. Cleveland, you can walk outside butt naked. You go to Cleveland Heights, they're going to arrest you, say you raped somebody because you're butt naked. The police is running it all. You know, years ago, my father dead and gone. He told me it was going to be people on the devices on the TV that they could look through you and see where you at. I believe that, because now they got them things they put on kids' leg and they look through the TV.
No, no, no. Your Obama phone tracks are where you go.
I believe that.
They dial in and listen to you. It's horrible.
They control you because they give you so many minutes a month. Do something.
Here's another caller. The most incredible voice. Are you getting job offers for TV, radio, voiceovers, etc.? You way better than Piers Morgan.
Thanks for the comment.
By the way, folks, I'm telling you, she needs her agent. She needs to do voiceovers. I guess I'm evil because I'm trying to help her.
Send me an agent out.
Have you heard about FEMA camps?
Yes, I did. I used FEMA before. FEMA is the one to help you if you say your flood is in the basement.
But they're also the shadow government.
They with the government.
Do you take the flu shot?
No.
Why?
I got faith in God gonna heal me.
Well, it never even protects you anyways.
Right.
Total fraud.
I'll take it.
We're going to do more of these questions tonight on the TV show.
All right, now.
We'll let you get some late lunch.
All right.
We're going to go back to retransmission covering news from the earlier broadcast here, and I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. A lot more tonight. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. With Obama phone, lady.
All right, Obama phone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
That's anti-government.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
One man did it.
First reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world.
I thought that didn't exist.
It was almost as if they were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. They'll never take our guns. Nobody wants to confiscate them. Dianne Feinstein loves us.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
What about criminal governments?
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, sir. I am he, and it is the 14th day of January 2013. And if you'd like to talk about all the incredible news taking place geopolitically, domestically, the economy, by the way, start sending your questions in at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And guys, will you start printing me or ask Christy, who helps run the Twitter account, does a great job. Maybe ask her to print off questions for Obama phone lady. So that when Michelle, that's her first name, so that when Michelle is in here in about an hour from now, we can also have some of your questions for Obama phone lady who we've flown down to Austin, Texas, to really have the archetypal Obama supporter here in studio with us. And by the way, we've had archetypal Bush supporters on before. Who thought it was conservative to get rid of the Bill of Rights and were pro-torture. So, you know, they're just as nonsensical sometimes as well. So we look forward to having her here, you know, just because we hope to try to be able to change her mind. And it doesn't mean we want her to go support Romney. Everybody, no, Romney sucks, to quote Obama phone lady. The point is that it was a rigged game, so that is coming up if you just joined us. Yes, you heard me right. This is not a joke. The video of her arriving to Austin via aircraft is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. In fact, have we tweeted Obama phone lady videos out? I don't think I've even done that. Will you guys tweet that out for me? Because it's hard for me to walk and chew gum. I've come here to do two things. You know, one thing is to kick butt, and the other thing is to chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum, to quote, to paraphrase Rowdy Piper. Okay, I'm being silly. The point is, I want to send out a tweet that Obama phone lady discovered. Obama phone lady's identity discovered. It's kind of dictation. I'm dictating the tweet there. Until I'm excited about this, even though we've got a lot of bad news and some good news here, we're going to be going over. By the way, this shirt sold out. This shirt sold out. But they had a feeling it was going to sell out. And so there is a truck coming, but tomorrow, with more of these. So you'll basically should be able to get it by next week. Get your order in now. We've never had a T-shirt sell like this. It is a come and take it AK-47 with the Texas come and take it, Texas Revolutionary War signet. It says come and take it. And inside of the AK-47 is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then it says Infowars.com handsomely on the back. And we've got women asking for a woman's design. That'll take some time, but you know, we got smalls for women. But yes, we're going to come out with some shirts for women. People have been I get requests that on the street all the time. I never tell my folks. We got to come out with women's shirts. You know, with the same messages, but that are more contour form fitting. My wife has said this, and so we've got to do it. So there, I'm multitasking here on air. If you want the come and take it shirt, get your order in now. And of course, we also have the second best selling Victory or Death with the rattlesnake on it. Very powerful. We also have a camouflage one of those, not just the black on red one. It's all up at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it makes this broadcast possible. So they're all up there on the site right now. Be sure and get it today. And again, continue to spread the word about the transmission. I'm certainly risking my life, my treasure, my name, everything else in this fight. So not saying the least you can do. We appreciate your support. And the point is, this isn't a game. We shouldn't take this platform for granted. That's why I'm working so much harder than I ever have, because we've got to make hay while the sun shines. We've got to engage the globalists while we still have a lot of freedom left. Now, I told you before we went to break that people are always saying you never give the number or the address out. You're right. Not everybody's on the internet and wants to order via the internet. You can call and order any T-shirts or Pro Pure water filters discounted with promo code WATER, all of it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us here at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I give that out so rarely that I don't even have it memorized. So P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we've had that address now for about 6 years. So that'll give you an idea. A lot of survival stuff, the best quality stuff out there. We've got the very best essential oil systems put out by our friends over at Interfood. We've got the Army Ranger style black caps. It's come with the Oath Keeper style. Infowars.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. I just haven't been plugging much the last month. I've been so focused on defending the Second Amendment that I haven't even been mid-air refueling our news operation system. Because we're not like the mainstream media that gets government bailouts and tax exemptions and then tries to overthrow the republic. Tries to get your taxes raised because they get the corporate welfare bailout money. They're subsidiaries of banks that do. We just sell products we believe in. And, of course, the media says that's horrible, that's evil. How dare us, how dare us, how dare us, how dare us pay our own way promoting high-quality products at great prices? It's just, it's totally immoral. I mean, that's what they always say at CNN, you name it. They always say the same thing. They say, I'm evil. And you know, every time the national media comes to interview me, they go, how dare you make money? This is a pretty big operation. You got a lot of crew members. You got a lot of equipment here. You're making money. That's bad. I'm like, well, did you fly here first class? You did, didn't you? You're in New York, aren't you? How much you paid a year? Oh, $1 million. Read off a teleprompter. You're here lecturing me. Anyway, side issue. Just amazing how they play these mind games with us. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Well, that high-def camera is so good you can even see the dust on top of the live on-air light there. No, that's okay. It's not your job to clean in here. I think we do have a cleaning crew. I don't think they ever come in here, though. Just because they see it as like a big studio. Oh, my gosh. There's like a dead fruit fly over there or something. Okay. Where to start here? 800-259-9231 on any issue you wish to discuss. I got a couple news items I want to hit, and then we're going to your phone calls. And let me just show folks in the document cam. Hey, guys, can you, we got a camera mounted in there. Can we punch that up for viewers? Here, come on over and say hi to folks. No, just right there in that microphone.
Hello, fans. Obama phone lady here.
How's that audio, Genesis?
Show today. You better open your phones in your head.
Hey, can you give a shout out to everybody? No, go ahead.
It's talking to you.
Oh, I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody here in Austin, Texas. I'm on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the Obama phone lady representing Alex Jones here today. And I love that guy. He's funny like me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's no doubt, and I'm not just saying this, you can do voiceovers immediately.
I'm going to work on your radio station before I leave here.
I think you might. Have you heard the news? I'm going to officially offer you on air, at least an auxiliary paid job as a reporter.
All right. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you.
We'll make sure you like the terms. We're going to work it all out, but I'm very glad you're excited.
I'm excited about that. I need a job. Darn it, May. Obama, you see what you done? I'm moving up in the world. You don't do your job, I'm going to set you down.
What do you think of the rest of the crew?
Oh, I love the crew. You got your kids on. Anytime you can go to work and bring the kids, that's a job. That's what I'm trying to get to.
That's right. Well, don't give out too many of our security issues. But yes, my son is. I'm just joking. Jakari, what do you think of all this? Jakari Jackson, back there. I mean,
this is quite a deal for me. Michelle and I have something in common. We just made a YouTube video, and somebody liked our voice enough to give us a job. So. I can relate to her on that.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
he's the man. He's the man. But, you know, Obama with the man with the plan. But we're going to see what he's going to do. Because if he don't do the right thing, I'm going to be the woman with the plan. Michelle Obama and Michelle Dowry.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you think I'm joking. She's here. Some people still think I'm joking. I think everybody is more freaked out about you being here in a good way than when I've had movie stars here walking around in the halls.
And I got the blood of Jesus, baby. I'm here.
All right.
All right. We're very excited, ladies and gentlemen. She is in the house. I tell you, guys, why don't we get her some lunch or something, or take her back in the green room, because it's so exciting to have her here that I can barely even operate right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, Michelle, run in here real quick. Run in here real quick, Michelle. Come on in the studio. Come on, we got to give people a taste of this right now.
Hey.
Now, come on right around here.
Come on, right on.
That's right. No, come on, right over here by my microphone. You're just going to pop in for a moment. Okay, come on in. We've got the camera right over here. Say hi to folks right there.
Hello, folks.
Let's go to this camera right here, guys.
Hello, folks. I'm here today to open my phone.
Here she is. Here, talk in the mic. Oops. Go ahead.
I'm here today, you guys. I'm here in Austin, Texas. I'm at the Alex Jones Show. I want you guys to represent. I'm here, the Obama phone lady. I arrive. I'm ready to get it going on. Let's do it.
All right. We'll see you in here in about an hour. Right. Great job. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is proof of life, as they say. All right. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. There she is. Okay, now let's shift gears into the really, really bad news. And again, guys, I hear another mic open now. Whatever's going on. Okay, got that mic shut down because you get that taken care of. You know what I'm going to do? They're moving ahead right now with draconian moves where they're just going to tell, as I told you, gun manufacturers, you can't manufacture this. No law, they're just going to say it. They're moving ahead with telling shops you just can't sell guns. And Chuckie Schumer has announced that. The article is up at Infowars.com. New York has tentative deal on gun control. They're just going to throw anybody they want in the nut house. No judge, no jury. You're just going to the nut house. And Rahm Emanuel is announcing in the Washington Post what he said years ago. They'll just put you on a no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury, no proof, no nothing. You just disappear. Like Brandon Robb, the Marine, who criticized Obama. And so we are going to be discussing all of that today. But let me just go ahead and go to your phone calls right now here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Dexter in Maryland. Dexter, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great talk.
Yeah, your phone's really, really low, brother. Is that an Obama phone?
Is this a little better?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations for Piers Morgan interview. That was epic. I do believe he'll have you back for round two because he's so desperate for ratings, and it would be huge. But what I wanted to talk about was Sandy Hook. I'm somebody that believes that there's some fishiness there, and I'd like to go through a couple things. I'm not sure if you've seen all these things yet. First, have you seen the video where the little girl's father comes out, like the first guy that came out to give an interview?
Yeah, he's laughing and smiling, and he says, "Do I read off the card?" And then he turns the camera and then breaks and then sits there and looks like he's forcing himself to cry, and then it looks like bad acting from the worst soap opera you've ever seen. But people act strange under incredible pressure. None of us know what he's going through. So my prayers go out to him and his family. But, yeah, a lot of people are investigating the whole thing.
Well, one thing that's weird about him is that his daughter, by the end of the day, she had a Facebook page up that was a tribute that was already looking for money. It seems kind of odd that so quickly, just a few
Listen, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, bro. Look, I don't know about that, and I'm not going to talk about parents of dead kids, okay? And see, I don't know if that's true. That's something I haven't seen. And so it's just, I'm not going to talk about somebody who lost his daughter. Yes, there wasn't the AR-15 inside the school. Yes, it was in the car. Yes, there were multiple shooters outside. Mainstream media, RT, has attacked me, saying, oh, five-year-old said they saw multiple shooters. No, it's on footage from the surveillance cameras, from the helicopter they put on the news, showing them arresting people in the woods dressed like the supposed shooter. And the whole thing's suspicious, okay? And I'm not trying to jump on you, caller. It's just that, there are a lot of reports out there, a lot of people questioning the whole thing. I think that's healthy, but I'm not going to sit there and go after the dad. It's just, I'm going to let other people, do their own research. I'm going to leave it at that. Jessica in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I just wanted to, you did a great job with Piers, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on a couple of things that are happening with Agenda 21 here in Canada.
Tell us about it.
Well, one, our environmental commissioner here in Ontario has decided that food waste is an environmental problem, and I just noticed that the UN has taken up this issue, so they're coming after our food, Alex.
No, no, they're going to they've already done this in England. They're going to tax you for everything that goes in the trash can, and they're going to have RFID on all the products that is scanned. This is already happening in London, to track, and they'll give you $3,000 fines for every infraction. It's already on the books in several Florida cities. And they go, don't worry, we'll never implement it. Kind of like they put it on the books under federal grants, start taking blood without warrants 15 years ago. Now they're doing it. So you're absolutely right. Agenda 21 is a total surveillance grid where all the appliances track you and where they tax you to the point of total bankruptcy. It's to make sure you stay poor. And then you have to go on government subsistence so they can then shoot you up with deadly vaccines.
Have you looked into Idle No More? Because it looks like the Tides Foundation is radicalizing our natives up here.
Yeah, it's everywhere. The Tides Foundation is involved in a ton of stuff. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on the Gen 21?
Nope, just I'm a land use planner, and I've been fighting this for 8 years.
Well, good job. You give them hell.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a man.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. there'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
We are back live.
The hairs on your arm.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go back to your phone calls. George in Texas, you're on the air. I noticed you called in about gun control. You volunteered. Are you excited that they're trial ballooning, executive orders, ATF rulemaking, or just Chuckie Schumer ordering Walmart and others to stop selling semi-autos? I mean, they're really trying to see if they can just sell us on being dictators.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I first wanted to congratulate you on your appearance with Piers Morgan on CNN, the state-run media, and I believe you did exactly what it takes. I think they're scared because you broke the spell, and I think this rush and this barrage of legislation, all the draconian legislation that's coming out, I think it's very clear that you forced their hand, and I don't think they were ready. I think it's too early for them, and that's why they're so upset. And
well, I don't think I did it, but I'm certainly part of it, and so are you. We're all together in this. But, you know, earlier I said I would get into the victory, get into what's positive. I haven't really done that yet, but I've already said it before. 10 million guns sold last month. They're talking about more guns sold this month. They're saying soon everything will be sold out. There won't even be bolt action 22s. Everything is going to be sold out. The ammo is selling out everywhere. That's the real vote. America knows the government is criminal and can't be trusted. America knows we're going into a depression and the state-run media lies. And, you know, we've talked about what to name the corporate globalist traitor media. That's it. It's state-run media. That's the best term for it. And we're dealing with a global corporate fascist state that uses socialism at the grassroots to control us like flypaper. And there is a revolt. People are waking up. And that's why they're trying to act all confident. And we've got a mandate for socialism now. Obama wasn't really reelected. They had that thing fixed seven ways to Sunday, running him up against that political corpse, Romney. Election. But even the evidence shows, even though Romney was a dead horse, still he really beat Obama. The election fraud evidence shows. And not that that would have been good. He's globalist as well. They just think Obama can con people better. I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you're good. And, you know, I'd like to make two points with you. I'd like you to explain to people just what a semi-automatic weapon actually is, because I don't think a lot of people realize that it includes pistols and handguns. I think they associate it with fully automatic, and they associate it with assault rifles, and they don't understand exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, Feinstein has called for even revolvers to be banned before, but technically a semi-auto is pull the trigger once, a bullet fires. Pull it again, it fires again. And they obsess over full auto that's worthless for actually killing people if you want to be selective about it. That's why the military doesn't use full auto unless it's a heavy machine gun with big boxes of ammo in emplacements to take out large numbers of infantry, or sometimes even used on the ground to mark targets in a primitive way for aircraft that are coming in. You know, they use tracers to mark targets and to do other things. But that's another issue studying military warfare. The truth is, when they say ban semi-autos, you don't need assault rifles, and they show scary-looking, you know, black M16. Why do people think that's scary? I don't know. And then they are saying, let's just get rid of these, when really it gets rid of almost all guns, almost all shotguns, everything. Most guns are semi-auto, and they want to get rid of them. But their new bills even get rid of pump shotguns. They're coming for almost everything. Does that answer what you wanted me to do?
Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. And if I could, I'd like to tie that into an article you just had run yesterday on the death of Aaron Schwartz.
Yes, Dan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.